This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to talk to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, get a little combat pistol craft going on. I trust, sir, that you and yours had a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Bill. Things are going really well. Recovery's going well. Can't complain at all.
So, I got a question for you, and I this is for purely my own edification, because I don't know if I made a mistake here or not. So, I was at a gun shop, and I saw a used pistol there that, you know, everybody claims. All these special forces types claim to carry it, all of these, although they do have a caveat to it that nobody talks about, and we'll bring that up in a minute. But, you know, I know lots of law enforcement carries it, and I know lots of just regular people carry it because it's so easy to carry. It is a SIG P365.
Okay.
Now, I got it. The gun, for what it is, it's, you know, it's remarkable. I mean, it's a little more narrow than a Glock 26, which makes it easier to carry. I've been having a few back issues, so trying to find a gun that will work with a back issue, that was sort of a problem, although, you know, now I've sort of come around that bend and now I can carry anything.
Right.
And, I just wanted to try it because I'd never tried it. You know, so I think it's the number one selling gun in the United States right now, probably followed by the Glock 19 or something else like that. But
okay. Anyway.
So I got it.
Well, the question is?
Yes. Well, the question is, so I got it, and I'm shooting it. Now, I have arthritic hands. Gun shot beautifully.
Right.
Shot beautifully. I mean, it's straight out of the gate, like all SIGs and CZs and everything else. That grip angle assists me a great deal. And, you know, I'm shooting center mass. It was a beautiful thing. I was really enjoying it. Didn't have an issue. Not one hiccup, not nothing. The gun performed. And it also mitigated. I expected it to be a little more snappy than it was. It was sort of snappy, but not nearly as snappy as I thought it was going to be. So it was,
right,
it was on the range. It
well,
was
that's going to be based on the ammo you're firing through it.
Right, right. So,
if you're using, plus P or, you know, plus P plus, I don't know, man. It's certainly going to be a little more snappy being a compact gun.
Right. But
go ahead, continue, man.
Nonetheless, so then I get home, and my wife has decided to take up shooting, so I have some snap caps, and I'm trying to, she had shot the gun the day, this was actually designed to be her gun, right? Although, okay. I wanted to shoot it because if I could do well with it, I was like, well, I could get one of these, and, you know, then I would have this for certain applications.
Right.
So, I put the snap caps in it, and I'm trying to run it. My arthritic hands sort of mess that up because it's so small. The slide is it is more narrow, so it's easier to carry, but it's also more narrow, and it stresses certain things in my hand.
Okay.
And when I was trying to run the slide back, you know, everybody grabs the back of the slide, runs it back. My hand stays over the ejection port and catches the snap cap coming out, and it creates a stovepipe.
Okay.
I did figure out if I grab it on the front serrations and run it, then I can clear the stoppage. But at that point, you know, with as many of the classes as I've gone to, and I don't know how you teach to clear a stoppage, but, you know, that's the way Jaeger teaches it. That's the way Fisher showed me to do it. You know, all the classes I've taken here.
Well, the manual of arms for a specific gun is going to be determined by the location and function of its controls and how it's made.
Right.
But see, here's, if I may throw a little ESP moment on you.
Please.
Thinking about where you're going, where people fall down, you know, allow me to digress, all major manufacturers that have a successful full-size pistol invariably come out with a compact model of it. And in some instances, due to the success of the compact model, they'll come out with a subcompact model. Well, the smaller you make a handguns are difficult to fire what I would say exceptionally well in the first place. You start downsizing, going to a compact or even a subcompact model, you just reduced the real estate that you have to work with in respect to all manual of arms as they apply to keeping the pistol in action, getting it back into action, or, you know, firing it successfully. You can, you know, buy a pistol of any size you want, but you've only got one pair of hands, and when you reduce the size of the pistol, to the uninitiated, there's going to be a fairly steep learning curve in respect to how to fire a compact or subcompact effectively and run it effectively, efficiently, effectively, however you want to describe it. The biggest issue that I see as it relates to relying on a compact or subcompact handgun as a fighting handgun is heat. You use a compact or subcompact handgun and put in a, what I know to be a workout of, you know, 3 to 4 hours, maybe 400, 500, 600 rounds on the high end. Heat is going to make itself readily apparent. And how long do you think you can effectively fight with a handgun in, say, a high round count type scenario before heat becomes a factor? You see what I mean?
I do.
And this, what I'm speaking to here, became readily apparent a long time ago. It was certainly when I was active in the service. And we were working with a crew of guys from out west that were working with H&K P7s. And, I mean, the dudes were top shelf. I mean, these cats were performers. And during
action, hold that up. I want to hear about this. Coming up on the first break, Dave's website is combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He's out of the boot, probably, you know, dancing rings around things now. We'll talk about that later on as we go through this segment and everything. And, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the Salus line, militia line, Providence, the home of the binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. I'm trying to determine if I misspoke in a thing I was talking about with a gun I tried, and we were just getting to the part of heat and the part it plays, and you were giving us an example. So please, sir, if you will, please continue.
Okay, no worries. The heat issue became readily apparent when, I want to say this is like early to mid-90s, when I was in the service at working at Fort Bragg, Range 37. We were working with a crew from out west that had chosen, as a element, had chosen HK-P7s. If you remember, the P7 was a squeeze cocker.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
They're rarer than hen's teeth now. If you can find a crispy one, you will pay a premium. However, they chose, for their organization, they had chose that pistol, that specific pistol, for, you know, a lot of good reasons. You would choose that pistol to rely on. One thing they did not anticipate was, based on the amount of work that we were performing throughout the course of our day, we were actually having to take breaks to allow their pistols to cool. Now, this was during the summer months, and it was, you know, extremely warm out. However, big deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
The guns were just small. You know, it was a compact handgun. And based on the amount of work we were doing, we'd have to take breaks because the guns would get too hot to literally handle. And that is, sticking with the standard operating procedures of wearing gloves, you know, work gloves. And these are all factors. But just to say arbitrarily, I'm going to select a compact handgun or even a subcompact handgun to rely on as a fighting handgun, I don't agree with that. I think it's a mistake. A fighting handgun, at a minimum, should be a full-size handgun for a lot of reasons, not just the additional real estate to give yourself every opportunity to run the gun as efficiently as possible. But the size or the full size gun will have the longest sight radius that, provided you have the knowledge and skill, should be able to take advantage of that. Although that's really not that big of a deal based on the make and manufacture, the quality of the handgun. I'm not saying a longer sight radius is going to make a pistol more accurate, because I can give you one instance to prove that it's not. I've got a G26 that is an absolute tack driver over any number of, 17s, 34s I've had.
Right.
And the reason I believe that is the case is I believe the accuracy is due in part because it is basically a subcompact gun. And in the Glock specific, you don't have as much frame flex. You follow me on that one?
You're talking about on the polymer frame, right?
Yeah, on the polymer frame, you don't have as much flexing. So having seen that firsthand, it leads me to believe that if you have either a compact or a subcompact version of a modern combat pistol with a polymer frame that happens to be be more accurate than the full-size guns. That is my conclusion, that you have less spring flex and less flexing, you know, lends itself to more accurate shot placement.
Have you ever had somebody come and take a class with you with a subcompact gun and run it through the whole class?
No, I have not. No, I have not, because primarily I, well, prior to, you know, 2020, ran some of, if not the highest round count programs available, and I recommended people not employ a subcompact. Compact, fine. Like a G19, no big deal. G26, you're going to be hurting for certain. There's not a lot of, now that I think about it, you know, generate the thought in my mind is generated by your point is, I don't believe, I know maybe a handful of people that choose to fire a compact gun as a primary, and that's a G19, but, now that I think about it, I would have to ask. I really would. I would have to ask because it's out of my realm of experience to encounter that, you know, where somebody chooses to run with a subcompact specifically. I mean, they're niche guns, you know, to carry concealed, and if comfort and weight distribution, capacity, and all of these things balance out for you, and that's your choice, that's fine. I mean, that's the American way. I mean, that's what freedom is about, is having the freedom of choice on all levels. I just don't think it's, I don't think you're setting yourself up for success by doing that. But okay. Then again,
well,
you know,
coming up on the break, I want to find out why you think that. Simply because I do, and I want to talk about the guys that I know that I've heard are carrying this gun, but the caveat they have to it. That's when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
2020 is here. Millions of Americans from coast to coast rang in the new year mostly at home, finally putting 2020 in the rearview mirror. New York City's famed ball drop went ahead as scheduled, but the crowds that normally gather in Times Square were largely absent. Two Georgia Democratic Senate hopefuls have been accusing Republican Kelly Loeffler of campaigning with the Klansmen. Loeffler explains to Fox News how she ran into former KKK leader Chester Doyles at a photo line.
We kicked him out immediately. That was absolutely what we had to do. I had no idea who he was. He's gone. I denounce that. I do not believe in it, and he has no place around our campaign.
The Senate overrides President Trump's veto of a defense bill, 81-13. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The new coronavirus variant, first reported in the UK, then later in Colorado and California, has now been detected in Florida. That's according to the state's health department. Regarding the new strain being found in Colorado, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis tells Fox News.
So look, we have the second case, which has not been definitively identified, the virus shows markers for the variant, is somebody in the same chain of exposure. It's another guardsman. So you have two that were potentially each other.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about a million people a day around the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'm getting a second opinion because I did a review of a gun and a lot of people did not agree with my assessment. So I just wanted a second opinion because I don't profess to know everything about all this stuff. But hey,
okay.
Working on this. Now, here's the caveat that I've seen with some of these guys, especially these guys that are special forces types, as they say. Like Jack Carr. Do you know him? Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. Uh-huh.
Okay. I think he's a former special forces soldier that now writes books. But he carries the SIG P365. And
okay.
Now, I've seen where he has made statements. In case of something heavier, I carry a service pistol in my kit in the car.
Okay.
So,
So he's relying on a combat.
Right.
For carry.
Right.
As a civilian. I'm drawing out, I mean, what I'm saying may be true or not. I'm just drawing out what you're saying and what it's telling me about him choosing the 365. So he's not active duty, right?
Right.
He's retired. So he's a civilian carrying a 365 but he keeps a full size 365 in his vehicle.
I think he carries a SIG P320 compact, which is a Glock 19 size pistol.
Okay. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Why?
Well, I don't either. I just, is that, now, is he saying, now you think that it's a bad idea to rely on that in anything more than, as a self-defense gun, I kind of think the gun is probably pretty good. It's probably good enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, therein lies a problem.
Okay.
Okay. That you're not going to mitigate, really, because, you know, let me clarify.
Okay.
People should choose their kit and equipment once they have, like, done an analysis or an evaluation of what they know to be their operating environment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, having come to that conclusion, what is the threat level of that environment? You know, what's the outcome of the threat assessment you conducted? How likely is it for you to have to rely on said choice? And what I see is you've got, you know, your average bear, your entry level dude, new gun owner, new pistol owner, has gone through the machinations to get their carry permit from, you know, based on wherever they're at, the state they live in. But it doesn't mean you're trained. It doesn't even mean you're competent. But there's so much tomfoolery in the gun industry. It kind of keeps us all in business in a way because people don't know or understand the realities of carrying a pistol or being armed full time, all the time, and what you learn from that. And that's okay. You know, ask the right people or get involved with your local, you know, shooting community, or see what is available in respect to professional training in your area, or go to the people that do know and get yourself up to speed. But as it relates to, and I'm strictly speaking for myself, as it relates to choosing a compact or subcompact handgun to rely on, like, solely rely on it as a fighting handgun, I believe is a mistake. I would not do it myself. I would go with a full-size gun for the reasons I've stated previously, you know, full-size amount of real estate to efficiently run the gun as hard as it can be, full-size in respect to heat dissipation, you know, and basically the way to do the math on heat dissipation in your head would be volume of fire divided by the amount of surface, cooling surface of the handgun. So, you know, you take a full-size gun and compare it side-by-side to a subcompact gun. The subcompact gun is going to soak up and radiate quite a bit more heat than a full-size gun. Got it? But that's in a sustained firing type environment. Compact guns, the downside to compact guns is some will not accommodate a full-size gun's magazines. Glock does a good job of it. I believe SIG does the same thing. However, if you have a subcompact gun, I would carry it in whatever manner right side, left side, appendix, SOB, whatever, with its factory capacity mag in place, which keeps it compact. You follow me?
But
my reserve magazines would be the full-size 15, 17-round full-size magazines.
Right.
As my reserve mag. And that's, you know, it really depends on the individual, how much time, energy, and resources you have to put into working with your kit and equipment in respect to how proficient you can be or you want to be. You got to put the time in on the guns.
Right.
You can't ignore that.
When we're coming up on the next break, when we get back,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever told you this. I'm going to tell you what my primary motivational thoughts are when I think about a gun I'm going to carry. And I didn't say this in the review either. Maybe I should have. I completely understand the likelihood of it, but I'm going to point out a few instances where likelihood rapidly went out the window. And it, you know, it wasn't one of those rare things in one of those moments. But, you know, that's that. How is your, you know what, I'll ask you about this at the beginning of the first thing I'm going to ask you when we get back. Okay. How's your rehab? So have that teed up and ready to go.
Oh, man, I'm kicking butt.
Yeah, good deal.
I'm way ahead of the power curve.
Outstanding. I told you were going to be. I don't know why I thought that, but I told you that. You were like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be or not, Bill. And I was like, well, yeah, you will. I mean,
yeah, but there's a danger to it, too. We'll talk about that.
Anyway. Dave Harrington on Facebook, if you want to check out what Dave's got going on and maybe catch a couple of really good guitar riffs. And the website is combatspeed.com. Work in progress, but it's happening. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, I know you were in the military when I was in the military, I don't remember if it was 85. I think it was 85 when we bombed Libya.
Right.
And that morning, I was stationed at U.S. I was in U.S. Army Europe, or as they refer to it as USARA. And I was at the Bamberg post in 154 Mech Infantry Mailed Foot Sir. And shortly after that happened, I had been on CQ, charge of quarters.
Right.
So I went home and I was asleep. And while I was asleep, and I slept through all of this, I'm no hero in this. While I was asleep, four Libyan nationals tried to come into my apartment where I was living in Strulendorf. And my landlady and my wife kept them out.
Wow.
At that time, the only gun I owned at the time was a Walther PP Supergun in 380. The rounds it fired, you could watch them go downrange. It was not exactly what I would refer to as an impressive thing. Although, kept it, it was probably worth a lot of money. I did switch from that to a full-blown 9mm after all that happened. As a matter of fact, I think MI tracked those guys and finally caught up with them and took them into custody in Munich. That was a thing. I mean, a lot of interviewing going on over that and everything else.
Right.
Then, and I was a civilian when this happened, I saw what happened at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, where a bunch of guys pre-positioned some weapons, a bunch of terrorists and everything, and they went into a shopping mall, like any shopping mall here in the United States, and
now, I don't remember how they worked it over pretty hard.
Yeah, and I don't remember how many people they killed, but initially the military, who was in Kenya, I guess they were the proper people to respond to that in country, they were going for hours, and the only people that showed up were civilians that had permits that showed up with CZ-75s, or as they called them, Seiskas.
Right.
And they saved a lot of lives. And then we come to Mumbai. the dismounted attack in Mumbai, where that's also another thing that I think that we, people like you, probably look at that and you say, wow, was just so wide open for this, where you had two-man teams working in coordination, hitting here, hitting there, hitting, you know, dividing up the law enforcement, dividing up the military. Nobody knew where they were going. Nobody knew what they were doing. And they were all being coordinated from, I think, Pakistan. So I look at those things, and the first thing I think is the likelihood of Libyans coming into my house again, or me being in a mall, the mall that is attacked by terrorists on any given day, or me being in a city where they have a pre-coordinated attack, I realize the rarity of that, the likelihood of that. I realize the rarity, the likelihood of me being involved in a self-defense shooting. You know, it's a... But at the same time, I just can't shake out of my head that I had a football coach that told me you play the way you practice. You know?
Right. Exactly. That's how it works.
And so, you know, for this reason, you know, I wanted to go with this smaller gun. I had a couple of things against me, arthritis in the hands. Well, that's really the biggest thing against me was arthritis in the hands. I just had a little few problems manipulating it, and so it's not the gun for me. But
it's going to happen, man. You got to give yourself a little time to work with that gun and make the adjustments you need to. That's all. Well, you shouldn't expect yourself to be able to run a subcompact gun or even a compact gun as well as you can a full-size gun right off the bat. I mean, if you can, that's cool. But you would be the anomaly.
But you've already addressed this, though. Taking one of those things and having to use that over the course of a... Like, if it's one guy that's coming up and he's going to knife me if I don't give him my wallet, and I apply the rule of threes as taught by Mr. Yeager, where it's 3 rounds, 3 seconds, 3 feet... That's going to be fine. That's going to be a perfect gun for that. I mean, you would probably tell me this. Masada, you would tell me this. I'm sure James Yeager would tell me this. But if I have to sit there and actually think about shooting and moving, I don't think so. What do you think?
With a subcompact gun?
Yes, sir.
Why would that be an issue?
Well, I mean, if I'm having... First of all, I can't carry... The gun can hold 10, 12, or 15 rounds. So at 15 rounds, when you start carrying 15 rounds, and most of the people that I know that are carrying this gun that commented on this are carrying the 365 XL, which is roughly the same size as a Glock 19.
Okay.
Which when you get to that point, when you're beefing something that up, you know, making it longer, giving it a longer grip, I sort of think that defeats the whole purpose of it being a subcompact, doesn't it?
I get it. Yeah.
So,
but you know, it sells more guns too. You know, it's like, hey man, you know, we see the shortcomings of the 365 compact, so let's offer the 365 XL, call it good, and sell more guns. Yeah, that's cool. I get it.
Anyway, you were the one
it's
that taught
just,
me.
A live and learn thing, man. You know, the bottom line is, no matter what your operating environment is, what you expect, what you hope to be prepared to handle, and the kit and equipment that you have assembled and have in your immediate possession to deal with it are all decisions and actions that you will either survive or perish by. That's it. Nobody lives forever. It's all theory until you put it into application. See what I mean?
I do.
So, you know, just, you know, people, you know, I just encourage people to, you know, think it through. Take it to the end of the universe, man. Carry that thought process out and investigate every nook and cranny, so you can have complete confidence in the decisions you make and actions you take in respect to your personal security and safety and that of your loved ones. Do the right thing at the right time every time,
right.
You should survive it.
Right, right, right. So, anyway, I just wanted to pick your brain on that and everything. I had not thought about the whole heat issue. And I guess that has to do with the close proximity of the slide to the barrel and everything. It's going to, affect it in a sort of a bad way.
Run that by me again?
Well, you were saying the heat issue.
Yeah. Yeah, what about the heat issue? It's real. Compact, subcompact guns, if you're going to go out and put in what I would consider a solid workout, at some point heat is probably going to become an issue, Unload and clear it, lock slide to the rear, put it in a cool place, make sure there's a good breeze, let it cool off. Once it's cool, go back to work.
Gotcha. All right.
Gun overheats. If you're in action and gun overheats, suck it up and drive on. What are you going to do?
I don't guess you probably don't want to quit shooting while you're in the middle of that, huh?
No, not at all, man.
Not at all.
Gun gets hot, you're probably still alive.
Well, one thing.
Looking at it.
Well, thankfully, next week we'll be in 2021, so I look forward to 2021. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Continue to heal good. Have a happy new year, and I will catch you when we're out of this crazy year.
All right, man. Take care. Be safe and shoot first if you have to.
Yeah, that's right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Rick Hector on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.